Welcome back to Amolo Docs Podcast. My name is Jacqueline Odhiambo, founder Cartech Services Limited, Kenya. Amolo Docs Podcast is all about enlightening and transforming our workspaces into digital space and eliminating the use of paper to reduce cost and increase productivity. This is episode 29 of the continuous educational series and interviews. In this episode, I'm going to talk about our audit processes at small and medium businesses and look at the reasons why our processes can be a hurdle when it comes to our financial audits. We will look into an audit process in a paper-based space, the hurdles we go through, and why we should move into the digital space. Because I believe that by transitioning to the digital space, our performance and productivity levels will improve. Financial audits assist us in providing clarity to the business by identifying how well our internal controls and financial reportings are working and which process needs improvement and should be given priority. Audits can be time-consuming, tedious, and nerve-wracking. Searching for the documents and sorting them out as per the requirements of the auditor can take a lot of time. This is usually determined by the number of daily transactions we do as a business. So how do we handle our audit processes? How is your audit process? Is it easy and flawless, or is it tedious and nerve-wracking? Searching for and sorting documents as per the auditor's requirements can really take time if the documents are in paper format. It will also take the auditor quite some time to go through your documents, even if they are well organized. The paper documents, they usually slow down the audit process, and they can be very, very frustrating. When a company is managing its documents using a paper-based process, at the end of the year, they provide the auditor with the required paper documents. The auditor wants his documents arranged in a specific way to ease his work, to give the auditor what he wants. A number of staff have to stop the productive work that they are doing on a daily basis and assist in searching and identifying the right documents. The process forces them to go searching for the required document in the filing cabinets and maybe also in the stores. This can be tedious and can take days for the documents to be found. This stops them from doing their productive. It stops them from doing their productive work for a period of time to assist the auditor. This can be time-consuming and unproductive. What if an electronic document management system was in place? It would be a game changer. This would speed up the audit processes of this company and save them time and minimize those frustrations. The auditor would have his secured space with user rights of digitally captured financial documents. At the end of every year, the auditor can easily access these documents by the click of just a button. The automated workflow ensures that the books are organized, factual, and easy to understand. This makes all the business documents searchable by just a few clicks, making it easy for the auditor to search for by criteria such as supplier name, product type, amount, or date, or full text search. This can happen when there's a full integration of the financial software with the document management system. It would also allow the auditors to access supporting information without leaving the accounting systems or the enterprise resource planning system, making the whole audit process not only easier for the auditor, but also for the company's other staff. With electronic document management system, the information can be easily findable, whether its source was emails or contracts or financial statements. Data is accessible whenever they require them without delay. The other staff will also not stop doing their work to assist in document search. So not only is time saved, but also productivity will improve. The audit process will also be faster and data will be more accurate. That would be a great place to work. I hope this episode has been of value to you in changing your workspace. What we fear is change. Your situation is unique. You may come in with a different set of goals and challenges. But we can work together to make progress in this change process. It can be confusing with now many electronic document management systems in the marketplace. And it can make it difficult to know which one could be the right fit. So make sure you understand your situation before putting aside a budget to purchase an electronic document management system. This can become a very expensive affair if you don't get the right electronic document management system. This is where we come in, if and when you need us. Thank you so much for listening, and please, it would mean a lot to me if you could leave a review. I'm on this learning journey with you and looking forward to our next episode. Subscribe to our show not to miss future episodes. For more of similar episodes, go to my website page, amolodox.co.ke. And while at it, kindly review and rate the show. Leave comments on what you think of the show and related topics that will be of interest to you. Make sure you hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. Thank you again and bye.